Patients with mental illness who died at a former Delaware psychiatric hospital were buried in unnamed graves. Only numbers mark their final resting places. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann reports on efforts to match names with those graves so that the buried can be remembered properly.
Hidden away and long forgotten, deep inside the Delaware Health and Social Services campus near Newcastle, is a spiral cemetery filled with gravestones, marked with just numbers. There are more than 700 stones for former patients at the Delaware State Hospital. The hospital treated patients with mental illness, as well as those with developmental disabilities and other ailments.
The people who are buried here were formerly patients of the hospital who, when they died, either had no family or their family had no means to bury them.
Faith Kuhn is spearheading the effort to clean up the cemetery and make it more accessible. That meant ripping out the massive hedgerows that once surrounded the cemetery.
What you see today is a tremendous improvement over what it was in 2010.
It's come a long way. Back when I first started here, we had a hedgerow, poison ivy growing up all around the area here, and it was not even noticeable from the street.
John McDermott has spent more than 30 years working at the DHSS campus, which includes the shuttered hospital and the modern Delaware Psychiatric Center.
We came in and we had our crew and some contractors take it all down and clean it up. We've raised the trees here a little bit so you can see some of the stones. So we've come a long way with it.
Now that the cemetery is visible, there's an effort to give dignity to the people represented by the numbered stones.
We have people that come here and visit, and we also have people from the campus that like to walk. They'll come up here now because they see it.
But even seeing the stones doesn't provide any information about the lives buried below.
The name of the person was recorded in a cemetery book. And the cemetery book for this cemetery resides in the Delaware State Archives.
Everything is in a name. That's the beginning of my identity. I'm not just some person who has a mental health diagnosis. I am Bryce. This is me.
Bryce Hewlett leads the Delaware Consumer Recovery Coalition, a group dedicated to including and integrating those living with mental illnesses into society at large.
Just being able to put the names of the people who have passed away and are now buried here in a place that's recognizable is very significant to bring dignity to the people buried here.
The project is really about recognizing those with mental illness who live quietly and largely unnoticed. He says the only time mental health gets attention in the news is when someone injures or kills a lot of people, even though
people with mental health diagnoses are far less likely to be perpetrators of violence than they are to be victims of violence.
Next year, a monument listing all the names of those buried will be placed on the edge of the cemetery. That monument will be sculpted in part by people who live with mental illness.
It'll be a well-built structure by the folks at the Creative Vision Factory who have a lot of experience in creating monuments like this. This will be something that many of us in our community can always point to and say, you're not forgotten.
We believe that this is a very important statement that people who lived with mental illness and who suffered under the stigma of mental illness, this is in honor of them.
The monument is expected to be in place by next spring. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.